The question was asked, what does the word Yisrael mean in the Torah? So we're about to explore the idea that an Arab is a Jew, but you can't have an Israeli Arab. Watch. What does the word Yisrael mean? So Yaakov Avinu, when he fights the angel changes his name and tells him, your name is no longer going to be Jacob, but rather Yisrael, Kisarita im Elokim im Anashim Vatuchal. Because you were able to fight and overcome angels, namely that angel, and humanity, you've been successful. So he names him Yisrael. So where does the name Yisrael come from? From Yaakov Avinu. Now the name Yisrael became the name of our people, and the name Yisrael connotes strength, connotes the capacity to overcome the odds, connotes the capacity to even overcome angelic odds, even to overcome this angel that comes to fight Yaakov. Yisrael represents Am Yisrael in the strongest sense, in their capacity to live up to their potential, in their capacity to overcome any obstacle. That's Yisrael. Yaakov is the low state when we're not doing what we should be. Even there, the word Yaakov means will ultimately overcome. Yaakov, future sense. Yaakov could also mean will deal with cunning. Okba means cunning. Yisrael will rule. Yisrael. Okay, so we have Yisrael and Yaakov. Now, we also have the word Yehudi. What does the word Yehudi mean? One who is not a pagan. Yehudi, from Yud Ke Vav Ke. He who believes in the Tetragrammaton. Yud Ke Vav Ke. So, if we say Arabs are not pagans, so then they are Yehudim. They are not pagans. But they are not Yisraelim, they are not descendants of Yisrael. They don't have this blessing of being a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, of having that great capacity to stand up to all odds. So it's a misnomer. We say an Israeli Arab. We have Jewish Arabs, we don't have Israeli Arabs. So that's just something to know. But we are called Yehudim when we go into exile. And the question is why? Either because among the pagans we were noted as being different because we were monotheists, or because the prime tribe that left when we were exiled, the prime contingency was a contingency of the tribe of Yehuda. You had a little bit from the other tribes, and that's why it was called Galuta di Bnei Yehud, the exile of the sons of Judea. So you could say it was because we were under the kingdom of Judea when we were exiled. But Rashi brings both interpretations. Either we were called Yehudim. Where are we called Yehudim? We're called Yehudim in Megillat Esther. We're called Yehudim when the Assyrian emperor comes and lays siege on Judea, on Jerusalem. Ish Yehudi, Ayab Shushan Abira. We're called Yehudim in the books of the exile. In Ezra, the Gentiles speak about HaYehudim, Ha'umlalim, those miserable Jews. So in a non-Jewish setting, we are known as Yehudi, either because Yehudi means he who stands up for monotheism, from the root of the tetragrammaton that's in the word Yehudi, or else Yehudi comes from the tribe of Yehuda, tribe of Judea, and that's because the prime leadership or the prime constituents were from the tribe of Judea. Okay?